met and had an opportunity because this guy wanted to meet with him. And Gary thought, oh, boy, I have got this silver that everybody needs. And I quickly realized that the other guy had a whole different agenda, wasn't interested in silver. He says, I want you to look at this this stuff here. I think we have something. And just gave him boxes of stuff. And he slowly went through it started realizing, wow, this is the real thing. And he found a way to stabilize these special molecules and start making it out of his house, passing it out to people, and saw miracles happen, and it became a billion-dollar company. But we were having dinner together, and Gary, I'm almost made all of us a little concerned because he just stopped, and he just says, you know, I've got a feeling right now that I had before, what feeling is that? And he says right at the beginning, I knew that other company was going to be really, really big. He says I've been there before. This is that moment. I've got that same feeling. This is going to be really big. And I think a lot of us, especially all of us that were able to attend the convention that we just came out of, also had that feeling that we're not really big right now, but everything is in place: the product, the leadership, the compensation, the team that we already have together, the vision, amazing compensation. Everything is in place to just go really big. And I've seen a lot of people already make that decision. I've also seen some people that are just kind of in, but they're not. They haven't decided, and I'd recommend decide to go big with this. This is your moment. This could be your day to shine, and this really is a special time. Valerie and I, 30-something years ago, had that same feeling that Gary did, that, wow, I know this is going to be big, and I want to be a part of it, and we've just been remarkably blessed to be in what I believe is going to be even bigger. It's going to grow even faster and have even more impact. And so one more time. I know Chip has had that opportunity a couple of times, and it's fun to be working with Chip and all of you guys. My goodness, let's go for it. But anyway, Chip, you've got some stuff prepared. Let me give it back to you.
Well, thank you so much for that insight, and you know, I can hear in your voice genuine enthusiasm, and it's cool that you're out there in a saltwater pool. Isn't it interesting, you know, the different ways of doing things? And you can be in a pool, but instead of being chlorine or bromine or something like that, it's saltwater, and it could be a healthy way of doing things, different ways of solving the same problem, and you finally come across one that really makes more sense to you. And I think those are the kind of things that we want to discover. I mean, why do we come through the Wild West world of network marketing? I think we want the benefits. We want to be around the cool, interesting people that are a little bit different, that are thinking, that are willing to strike up a conversation. And we want to be on the leading edge of product discovery. Really, really love product discovery. And that's what our Wednesday morning calls are about so many times. You know, Dave was just talking about being with Gary Samuelson, who is the formulator for the new Pure 47 product. And so 47 is the atomic weight of silver. That's where 47 comes from. And he was talking about that some sort of a spherical shield. And, you know, on Saturday's call, Dave said pretty much every health enthusiast has a little bottle of ionic silver someplace in their goodies, but there's always been a little bit of a concern about it, and they knew that it was helpful in reducing the viral load, that if you used it consistently, you could wind up with a jury. I think AG is silver, and you could turn blue, and that could be permanent, you know, and that doesn't happen to many people. You'd have to be really, 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 you know, I guess, consistent over a long period of time. But it points out what about this, but what about that? You know, you're trying to solve one of the biggest problems that there are, and that is the, spy counter spy thing between us and viruses and us and bacteria and us and everything else. We're adapting, they adapt. We adapt, they adapt. And so, we want to be on the leading edge of that game. We have to win that every day. That's one of the things we have to win. And so wouldn't it be cool if we could use that tool and have it not be dangerous? So apparently what Gary Samuelson has come up with was a way to activate it, make it smaller, get it to where it needs to go better. And the description that I picked up from the video was that if you were in a gymnasium and the gymnasium room was the size of a normal cluster of silver in a silver product, one of the tables in that room would be the size of a cluster of silver in his product. He said about 20 atoms. And that it could get where it couldn't go the other way. And that it wouldn't be dangerous at all. And that you could use it consistently for a long period of time if you wish. And that you could, start getting a healthier, more vibrant you with less competition from those little chunks of protein that want to cut up your genetic material to reproduce. Wouldn't that be cool? And I thought it was really interesting. Someone, I think it was Kevin Thomas, was describing Gary Samuelson's product. And I thought it was neat to hear one formulator speaking highly of the product of another formulator, because they kind of get eye to eye and bump heads once in a while. Less likely to say nice things about each other. And so that caught my eye. It was one of those things, oh, here's a guy that's talking nice about another formulator. And he said, here's the deal about how that works. He said, lately you've seen a whole lot of pictures on TV that look kind of like one of those underwater mines with the little projections out on it that, if they touch something, it blows up. You've seen a lot of pictures like that, right? And you don't realize that those little projections coming out of there are the keys. And those are the keys that let it invade through your cell membrane and get inside. And the way the silver functions is to plug up those keys. Now you got a fat key. You got a key that's covered with, some kind of glue or some kind of something that makes it so you can't stick it in the lock anymore. And I thought, what a cool mechanism. And then I thought about what I knew already, and that comes from the zeolite world. And the mechanism for zeolite, when it comes to viral load, is kind of interesting too. When the virus is too little to really reproduce within itself like we do, so it hijacks our immune system and it starts cutting up our DNA to make what it needs. It has to get inside the cell to do that. Well, that's the part that the pure silver doesn't allow. But if it were in there and it starts cutting things up, the pieces have charges on the end of them. And then that eventually blows up the cell. The cell gets so much of its DNA cut up it can't function anymore, and it spills outwardly into the interstitial fluids between the cells, and that's where viral replication or viral assembly is occurring, that part of it, where they're finding each other. And so the zeolite picks up some of the things that are positively charged, and it just leaves the area. Now it's like a construction site with no tubophores, and you can't make that little virus anymore. But one of the most important things in what we do, you guys, is to figure out how to get farther and farther upstream. The farther upstream the solution is, the better it is. If you're standing by a waterfall and you're seeing people go over the waterfall, you can start trying to catch them, pull them aside, or get them in a net or whatever, but the idea is to move upstream and find out why they're going in the river. Well, this is a really upstream intervention. It prevents the entry into the cell. And I thought, okay, that's pretty cool. That really jumped out at me about that particular product. I thought that's so, so neat. And so that's why that one might be interesting and valuable to you. So that was really, really cool. I thought, And then there's, oh my goodness, there's so much now. I guess we're never going to run out of stuff to talk about. But I got a kick of Dave's description about the amoeba and the black water thing, where you put a couple of drops in and it looks like a squid squirted its black dye into your water glass. Well, you know, who loves a made-you-look thing more than us, right? And so you can just imagine all of us are going to be sitting there, and you set a glass of water in front of us, and we're going to put a couple drops of this in it, and it's going to go from, you know, it's all of a sudden going to turn black. And just that demonstration moment, that what was that, that made-you-look thing, is really, really interesting as a technique or as a conversation starter. But what's in there? Now we're starting to see C60 show up in more products. That means that's something that our formulators are really strongly believing in. And the minerals are coming from fulvic acid, humic and fulvic acid. You know, you got to get minerals from someplace. We've just had a product where they came from deep sea, or you hear the word colloidal or phyto or whatever. Those are just the sources, but someplace from somewhere you need to be getting a really broad base of minerals. So why are humic and fulvic acid good places to get things? Well, it's kind of the decaying materials on the forest floor. So you could kind of think, well, okay, the plant just grew using those minerals, so it sorted them and digested them. Then it returned to the soil, and then the soil sorted them and digested them again. So it's kind of been sorted and digested two times right before us in ways that are helpful to us. Maybe that's a beneficial way to get a great broad-spectrum mineral line. That's another thing that's in there. And he talked about the immunomodulators fighting inflammation. Our microbiome has to be right. Detox has to be right. Digestion, healthy gut, all those things got to be right. It's got PQQ in it. PQQ is that antioxidant that has another bell and whistle word, mitochondria. More and better mitochondria. Boy, who doesn't like that, right? Little organelles that make our power. He said it's 100 times the antioxidant that vitamin E is. And so that really jumped out about the immune product. Then he talked about a word I hadn't heard before, Proligna. Proligna. Anybody heard the word Proligna before? You know, pycnogenol was from pine bark. Proligna is a new word out of the pine tree. It's from the pine cone, apparently from the Scotch pine cone. And it is a protector. You think about a pine cone, once a pine cone's been made, it's kind of like a permanent thing, right? I mean, you can keep it around for many, many Christmases and set it out, and it's pretty. Or it'll lay on the forest floor for a long time. And so what's protecting a pine cone? Apparently, one of the things is Proligna. It has immune, dendritic, and cell defense properties. I did get a kick out of, you talk about the word defense. One of the gigantic words from conference that jumped out at me was warrior this and warrior that. Everyone was being introduced as some sort of a warrior. And so they're kind of like the police force, or beyond the police force, or beyond the immune cells is what you know, they were talking about with that product. And they're talking about us as people being that way. They're talking about the products being beyond that way. And the products coming out of the lab that Dave was just talking about are supposed to be beyond organic. You know, all the different certifications that you could possibly get, that lab has. And for, you know, each of the various people or groups of people that feel like they have to have an even more stringent level of good manufacturing practices, it has all of those different certifications. So I thought that was interesting. Oh, let's see. So that's kind of that product. Then we're going to jump to Earth for a minute. And I think, you know, gosh, what we can do over time with all these products. But Earth, pina colada flavor. It's a drink. You put it in, mix it up. And so what's in there? Well, kind of like maybe your whole bunch of your favorites. And I got a kick out of, you know, what Kevin Thomas said about that. He said it's going to declutter your blood. It's going to declutter your gut. And I started listening to all the things that were in it, and I thought, well, gosh, it's also going to kind of like declutter your cupboard, because those are a lot of things that I've already selected and chosen to use from those categories, and now here it is in a broad spectrum product that's from our little company. And I thought, okay, so that's going to be a big word for me about Earth. Declutter your blood, declutter your glut, and declutter your cupboard. Someplace where you can turn for a whole lot of things. 6 different enzymes, pretty much you name it, amylase, protease, lipase, anything that needs to be broken down, a pretty good chance you're going to have an enzyme in there for it. 12 vitamins and minerals, 100% of those. Striving for blood sugar balance, going to have a bunch of healthy fats in it. You know, our BioMyX is introducing us to the importance of healthy fats, what that does for the gut lining, what it does for every cell membrane, what it does for the nuclear membrane, what it does for the mitochondrial membrane. All those things are made out of fats, and so we want to introduce and incorporate better and better fats into our system. Don't pair healthy oils, by the way, when you're selecting your macro diet. Do not pair healthy oils. It used to be people were afraid of consuming oils, but good healthy oils, and those are being incorporated into our products. So he says, when you're saving your cupboard space and you get to cleanse, nourish, rebuild, sustain, and go through a weight loss reset, it's not protein, but it's really kind of focused on cardio and probiotics, vasodilation. I thought it was really interesting that we got probiotics in our line now, because we've been all around the microbiome but never put the living material in, and probiotics are part of the Earth. Earth product. And so I thought, well, that's kind of cool. And I guess if I could, like in my wildest dream, you know, have that one that we talked about a couple of weeks ago, show up, but nobody's got that yet. You know, who's likely to get something like, Acromantia mucinophila, into their product line before anybody else? I think this gives us a shot at it. You know, I don't know, if that's even being considered, but we do have a really nice mixture of probiotics in our line now. And a medicinal mushroom blend. Just pick one out of the group, cordyceps. And you can go to any one of those mushrooms and you could have a 3-day talk. I mean, we're trying to do it all in 15 minutes here, but just pick cordyceps. Where did cordyceps come from? Well, it was yak farmers or yak ranchers. Way, way up in the high altitudes is where they're raising their yak, and they began to notice that they were eating these tiny little mushrooms. And so the herders began eating the mushrooms too. And it wound up that the story is that cordyceps was one of the key ingredients in Chinese Olympic program that gave them their advantages as they were bringing their Olympic program along. Cordyceps helps oxygenation. It helps us burn brighter and better. So that's just one of several medicinal mushrooms that are in that Earth product. So we could just have all kinds of things coming along. And certainly I was talking about bells and whistles. Why do we eat? We eat to have better structure of our body, better function of our body. We cannot be too strong, too light, too fast, or too smart. And I think this has gotten us on the path to all those directions. And so those are some thoughts about the new product line, bells and whistles that jumped out at me from listening to the convention stuff. So that's what I got. Anybody have any other additional observations from being there? Take us a completely different direction, whatever you'd like to do. Dave, thank you so much for your insight this morning. Anybody? *6 if you'd like to chime in here. All right.
I heard the 20 atoms per sphere, and that sounds pretty impressive, but I asked Gary, and he said it's about 200, so I think somebody had a zero off. So that's still very small when you think of how little an atom is, so about 200 silver atoms per sphere.
Nothing quite like being with the guy and talking to him live and in person. That is the benefit of being at one of those things, and I know many of you got to have those precious conversations. So Thanks for sharing that one with us, Dave. So great, 200 atoms. We're up to 200 atoms. Anybody got 2,000? People auction stuff in Nebraska, sorry. All right, 200. 200 is the right number. Who's that? Hello, I heard a female voice.
Yeah, hi, Dave and Chip. It's Hannah Stringer from Salem. You know, I'm brand new to all of this. I mean, this is taking health and wellness up to the next level. But when I heard that Gary Samuelson was going to be down in Orlando with Amplify and Happiness, I just had to be there. And I just left there being so empowered. And your talk today, yes, it's this little company that we don't know where it's going to go. We don't know who's going to come in. And just thank you for everything that you brought today in 15 or in 26 minutes, because Keith Thomas, Dr. Gary Samuelson, and the other leaders that are, the other scientists and research and the medical board that is with this company, it's power. And it, we have a lot to learn, but we don't need to know it all. And they are giving us the tools through the website, the portal, and the mobile app that they're putting together, that they have put together. So, wow, what a journey that we've all started on.
And thank you so much for those. Yeah.
I would say to everybody, when something comes up, just grab it. Take your mileage points. Take whatever it takes to get there, because it was so well worth it. And for me, to be with Dr. Gary Samuelson was monumental. And Iris, his wife, because she's the force behind the man. Over and out.
Well, thank you so much. I'm glad you were there. And by the way, thank you for joining us. You know, it's an encouragement every time somebody joins. And you have a great voice and some, you know, whatever it was that made you pick up and get there, I understand is precious to you now. Anybody else?
Very much.
All right. That was our call for this morning. Thank you, everybody, for being there and being here. And we'll see you next time. I guess see you on Friday with Chris, and then Saturday with Dave on his Zoom. Is special because he's got a special guest, I understand. And so look forward to all of those things tonight, Wednesday night call for the company on the product side. So there's lots and lots of great information coming to us. As she just said, you know, you don't have to know everything, but if you are somebody who's hungry for information, you know, you could just take the product and get the benefit. That works too. But there's so many neat, cool, fun things to know. And that's it. We'll see you next time.
Special guest.
This session is no longer being recorded.
Sorry, Dave. Say again who the guest is.
Gary Samuelson.
It is Gary. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So there you go.
He did a really awesome PowerPoint at the convention. And I asked him if he would use that again, and it's, of course, specific to the new product. So, yeah, if you like colloidal silver, oh, my goodness, you're going to love this. So, anyway.
I have to ask, are you going to capture that, and will that be available someplace? Because I know I'm going to be on a bike ride when the call's going on. Will that get
just
captured?
Just for you and hopefully a whole bunch of other people, yes, we will record it, yeah. Yes.
Okay, all right. That is a big deal. I mean, it's a big, big deal, and you guys clearly have a special relationship going, and that always makes those interactions so much better. So, all right, guys, we're going to end this one, and we'll start another one later. See you later. Bye.
Take care.